What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. On this episode, I'm joined by Brandon, and we're gonna be going like trade by trade. This is gonna be like a post like NBA trade deadline episode. What's up, Brandon? How you doing?
What's up, Rob? What's up, everybody listening? Another crazy NBA trade deadline. So I'm excited to talk about it.
Nah, for sure. Yeah. So we saw a lot of trades. Happened today. The next one we move into is a big one, I would say. The big name trade. So yep. Brooklyn and Philly, they did it. Brooklyn gets Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, Andre Drummond, 2022 first round pick. They have the right to defer it until 2023. And a 2027 first round pick protected 1 through 8. And Philly gets James Harden and Paul Millsap. So yeah, bro. We talked about it yesterday on the episode we did for a long time. It finally happened. We both like predicted that it would. It did. And even when it did happen, before we get into our thoughts, I was still like shocked that it still didn't feel real. If that makes sense. It felt kind of like we were like playing 2K or something. But like, it really feel like real life. But I mean, but yeah, bro, it happened. So like what are your thoughts on the whole trade?
Bro, it's crazy because historically we see these trades and we're like, bro, they seem like 2K trades. Like, there's no way it would happen. But in recent years, bro, they're not starting to look so crazy anymore. They're actually starting to happen. So, yeah, it's exactly like you said, bro. And I think the fact that we spoke about it yesterday, I think, you know, got all the initial shock out of, like, I didn't have as much of it today when it actually happened. And I think in recent years, like, you start to pick up, all right, when things start to have so much smoke, I think there's movement there. And I think that's why we both predicted it would actually happen. And I think just the connection between Harden and Morey just made it all the more obvious that something was actually going on there. But yeah, I'm gonna just give, you know, my thoughts on what the teams look like now. First and foremost, obviously Philly's getting Harden to pair with Embiid. And that's going to be a crazy duo just because we know they can both provide. You know, obviously, it'll be interesting to see the chemistry and the dynamic between the two of them, because ultimately their championship hopes now depend on that pairing. How well can they work together? You know, I don't know. Like, what's the rest of the team going to do now? I do want to say that Philly, I think it was a huge win for them to get to keep Tyrese Maxey and Matisse Thybulle and not give them up in trades. And you still have Tobias Harris. So I really think they have a really good team still. So I think overall, like, Philly did well on that end. So I think I would give him like an A, to be honest. It's just like a lot of it is really contingent on how healthy can Harden and Embiid stay, because they've both been like question marks over the last several years in terms of health. But otherwise, I think their team still looks really solid. And you get a nice vet in Paul Millsap, who wasn't playing a lot in Brooklyn, but if he has anything left in the tank, he's been historically a good defender and can do a little bit of everything. So I like that move there. For Brooklyn, I think it's interesting because I would have liked to have seen them get maybe one of Maxey or Thybulle. And so to see them not get one of those guys, I think it was a little bit shocking to me. And then in terms of like the guys that they did get. So yesterday when we spoke about Simmons there, I know we spoke about like the question mark as to how it would look on the court. And I still have some of those questions, but just seeing different people's analysis and reporting and stuff, the idea is starting to grow on me a little bit. This could be the type of team where he could thrive in, for the simple fact that he has a lot of offensive weapons and shooters around them now. So hypothetically, if the Nets were healthy, they could roll him out in a lineup with KD, Kyrie, Joe Harris, and Seth Curry. They're all great shooters. And that's the type of team where a guy like Simmons can thrive, because he doesn't need to do a lot of offensively. He can focus on playing defense, get out in transition, and set up the other guys for open shots. You get me? So that idea is starting to grow on me now a little bit. And I can see a world where, okay, that's going to be a team that can work. You get me? Obviously, we spoke about yesterday, Seth Curry, one of the best shooters in the league. To add that to a team with already, you know, KD, Kyrie, Joe Harris, you know, that's a good squad with a decent amount of shooting there. And then Drummond, we know he has his question marks. It's been one of those guys, more of a box score stat stuffer guy, but I think he still has his moments where he can be productive, and especially on a team like this where a lot of guys, you know, have bigger roles and maybe his role is not as amplified, I think he could do a couple of decent things there. And then Brooklyn gets two first rounders, and I think it's significant, because let's say this doesn't work out or they keep having more issues, they can use those first rounders to make more trades in the offseason. So if I look at this, I give Philly an A minus or A. Brooklyn gets like a B, B plus at most, in my opinion.
Got you. No, I get you, bro. All right. So I'll start off, yeah, for Brooklyn. Yeah, so like you said, they got Simmons, they got Curry, Drummond, a couple picks. So, yeah, Seth Curry. Obviously, yeah, like you said, we talked about him. He's one of the best shooters in the league. But I think now more than ever, he's going to be so important for this Brooklyn team, specifically because Joe Harris is out and he might be out for the year. I just looked it up really quick. Yeah. He had, like, surgery, and there's not really, like, a timetable for his return. So I think it's going to be, like, really essential that Seth Curry really, like steps up for Brooklyn. Andre Drummond, like you said, I mean, he could make an impact, but I don't know. As much as I liked him, I mean, it's really a bunch of numbers. Like, you see him get, like, 30 and 30 one night, and, like, his team loses by 40 points. Like, it's – you know what I'm saying? But he's still a good player. Like, I'm not saying he's not – like, he is a good player. Now they have, like, some more depth there, I guess, at the five. He is a veteran. He has looked good, I would say, in Philly. So, I mean – yeah, that's a productive, like, role player to have there. And then, of course, Ben Simmons. It's the biggest, like, question mark. It's either – I think it's going to be, a home run for Brooklyn, or, like, it's not going to work out. And, like, a year from today, we might be talking about them trading Simmons somewhere else. You feel me? No, I do feel you, though, like hearing other people's, like, opinions and thoughts on it. I wish I remember. It might be Richard Jefferson. I forgot who it was on ESPN I was watching. Like, they're reacting to the trade. I think it was Jefferson. If not, I'm sorry to whoever it was. But he said that Simmons could kind of play like a Draymond Green role. And I really love that comparison. And I think that would be – if Brooklyn tries to get that type of role out of Simmons, I think it's going to work out if they try to do that. Because, obviously, like you said, they have KD, they have Kyrie. But also, like, Kyrie with the whole vaccination thing. Obviously, there's rumors that New York might change their rules on, like, mandating the vaccine for athletes. And then KD, he's out for a couple weeks, but he should be back for, I mean, hopefully before the playoffs for their sake. You know what I'm saying? So they get, like, their chemistry going. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, whoever said that, like, I was like, okay. I could see it, like, as a Draymond Green type of role, where he's really passing, like, helping guys get open, focusing majority, like, on the defensive side and not really focusing on, like, trying to score. I think it could work out like that. But for the time being right now, I really don't know, like, how Brooklyn's gonna look. They're already at the end of the standings in the East. I know we have a couple of months left, but it's really going to depend if Kyrie's going to be able to play all the games and if KD's going to be healthy. Because even if, like, Simmons comes in, he's looking good, that's not going to be enough for them to be – definitely not in the top of the East, and I don't even know if they'll make it into they'll probably make it into the play-in, but I mean, they really have to step it up, because as of late, without Kyrie and Durant and stuff, they're looking really bad. I did see Rich Paul said that Simmons, it doesn't really sound like Simmons, like, it sounds like he's excited, but I'm not 100% sure that he's going in right away, from what I saw from Rich Paul. So that's another thing too. It's like, it's just a bunch of question marks for me until I see them, the three guys on the court together. It's going to really be hard to judge, like, the team overall and the trade too. But yeah, now I'll go to Philly. So I've always been a big, like, James Harden fan. Like I said on the episode yesterday, though, the last couple of years, I've kind of been turned off by him being, like, a championship player or a winning player. But I mean, thinking of him and Embiid together is, like, it's a scary duo. Like, they might end the season being the best duo in the league. I wouldn't really be surprised. And yeah, and it's, bro, shout out to Daryl Morey for keeping, like, Tyrese Maxey and Thibault, like you said. Like, we all gave him a bunch of shit for holding on to Simmons for so long. But man, I think I'm with you, bro. I think he did a hell of a job on this trade. Definitely an A for Philly, bro. And yeah, and then Millsap's another guy, another role player, good role player to add. And he's also, I feel like, a good locker room guy. You never really hear anything bad about him. He has a lot of experience in the playoffs. He's been on great teams around great players. So he could also help the young guys there in Philly, especially come playoff time. But yeah, the fact that Philly, man, They get rid of a guy in Simmons who obviously wasn't even playing for them. They get James Harden, one of the greatest scorers of all time. They keep Tyrese Maxey, one of the best like offensive young players, and then Thibault, one of the best defensive young players. I mean, yeah, I think it's a home run for Philly. Obviously, we got to see what kind of Harden they're getting, like attitude-wise, of course. That's always a question mark. Like, going forward for Mina, until he proves us otherwise, like, attitude is going to be the biggest thing for James Harden. But I mean, bro, it's just – I'm glad it happened. But, yeah, it's just, like, crazy to think about. But, any other thoughts, bro, on it?
Yeah, something worth noting that I just remembered, too. Harden already opted into his player option for next year, which I guess it gives Philly more clarity as to what to expect going forward, like not having to worry about the risk of like losing him already this offseason. So I think that's interesting and it's worth noting. Yeah, I think if you're a Philly fan, I'm excited about the move. And bro, for Brooklyn, it's just like you said, it's on paper, it looks good. It looks like a good team. But we said that about when Harden was there and we only got to see him for 16 games together. So it's just there's a lot of risk. There's a lot of question marks. Because if that team was healthy with Kyrie, KD, and now Ben Simmons and the rest of these guys, man, obviously they're a title contender. There's no doubt about it. It's just there's so many question marks that it makes you hard to believe. You get me? And I think it's going to be interesting to see can they stay afloat because they're already seventh or eighth in the East. KD's still out for a couple weeks. Kyrie is only playing road games. And Ben Simmons, like you said, it doesn't look like he's coming back right away. He's still going to get – They're probably going to ease him in, get his conditioning right before they insert him in there. But, like, with the way things stand, they don't have a ton of time to be playing around with these things because they're going down the standings. I believe they're, like, on an 8-game losing streak or something like that. So they don't have a lot of time to waste. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. But it all depends if they can stay healthy and figure out their issues. Because if they do, then I like what they look like. But if not, then we're in the same boat.
Yeah, no, you're right. You bring up, it's like basically the same thing of when they got Harden and Kyrie and KD. Like, yeah, they played 16 games together in 2 years. And then also, like, in terms of the rest of this season, you don't really know. Like, if they don't do anything again, like, they don't win anything, is Kyrie going to ask for a trade? Like, you never know with Kyrie. Is KD going to be, like, pissed off and be like, bro, I've wasted 2 years of my career here. Let me get out. And like you said, nowadays in the NBA, man, like, bro, any trade that like years ago you would just like make up or something, like today any trade could happen. Like nothing will shock me anymore. So there's also that factor, bro, because it's not like Brooklyn's a historically like great franchise when you think about it. So there's also that too, bro. And yeah, just Kyrie too. You don't really know what he could change his mind tomorrow.
Right? Yeah,
you feel me?
It's just crazy. It's so much back and forth, bro. You don't know. Yeah, it's just you don't know if New York's going to, bro, when they're going to lift that mandate or whatever the case is. You don't know if Kyrie's going to decide to get the vaccine anytime soon. Like, there's just so many question marks, bro. Bro, it's crazy. Who knows? What if, you know, KD gets tired of it? And I think KD's the type of guy where maybe, whatever, it's not working out. But I think he'll want to stay in Brooklyn just because he looks comfortable there regardless of everything that's happened. So maybe he'll just try to like get better players that will want to be there, I guess, bro. Who knows if stuff gets crazy and they trade freaking Kyrie for Russell Westbrook, bro.
Oh,
you imagine they reunite LeBron and Kyrie, KD and Russell Westbrook, bro. I mean, crazier stuff has been happening, so I wouldn't even completely rule it out, bro. It's insane, but it probably won't happen because Westbrook and Simmons, bro, they freaking build a. Bro, houses all over Brooklyn, but
yeah, brick house.
Yeah, bro. I don't know. Something, you get me? I wouldn't rule it out if they don't have it figured out by the end of the year. If Kyrie Irving trade rumors start coming up, bro,
for sure, he'll probably get like maybe Sacramento. They give up Fox and Sabonis or something. Or,
bro, oh my gosh,
that'd be nice. I think.
Sacramento. They're in trade rumors for Kyrie already. So who knows if they might even trade Fox for him?
Bro, that'd be awesome.
It'll be crazy, bro.
But yeah, bro. Any other thoughts, bro? Before we move on to the next
one? I think I'm good on this trade already, bro. It'll just be crazy, bro. The East is looking, like, on paper, the East is looking, like, tough, for sure.
Nah, for sure. And it's funny when you go back, like, for years, people would always, like, try to make fun of the East and, oh, my God, the West. And now, yeah, where are those people at? But whatever.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. Let's go, Heat. Until next time, everyone, take care.